My mandate is to build their oversight program, which is the inspection, audit, and enforcement programs.
Why is that needed?
Well, if you have rules, it's an absurdity in law that you don't police them, so you have to police them. So I'm here to build those elements of the program to inspect, audit, and enforce.
So let's zoom into INSEL. What is actually the biggest problem now?
From our perspective and in Curaçao, we don't have a problem per se. I mean, it's not unmanageable.
But still, there were incidents and more incidents for the department in Aruba. It was sufficient to ground the planes involved. Were there not incidents here with the planes registered here in that time, or signals that there was something going on with the planes?
I know that they are in an investigation of sorts, or recertification of Insular Aruba. As to why they've grounded all the fleet is actually the specific reasons why they did as are unknown to me and unknown to the CCAA. Now, with respect to Insular Curaçao, there have been events since I've been here, and I can tell you that we have, on a couple of occasions, have grounded their airplanes until they repaired certain things, and that happened. Otherwise, you have to keep in mind these are aircraft actually that are a certain age. The average age of their MD fleet is about 26 years old. Things do fail, but they don't fail catastrophically.
I understand that, but INSEL is for a couple of years in a situation like financially, which is not very fluorescent. Do you have signals here that has something to do with the fact that maybe maintenance is delayed?
That I can't really speak to. The only thing I can say is I do know that they've looked for government money, but before that I'm unaware of what their financial situation was. With respect to the maintenance and the planning that they're doing at this particular point in time, I don't know if that's a function of money or just a function of the fact is that they've planned themselves into a corner. So
there were not a lot of preventive maintenance.
Well, no, it's not preventive maintenance. Okay. They're scheduled maintenance, and you have certain checks at certain intervals in the life of an airplane. Mm-hmm. And what's called a C check is that's extra after X number of hours, it has to go in for basically is almost a complete overhaul from nose to tail. That's what all these airplanes are due for. So one, it takes time to do it, and two, it's expensive.
In the framework of setting up audits and inspection, right, everything, the fact that a company is in financial problem, does that play a role in it?
It certainly could be. It certainly is a risk factor, yes. I mean, any civil aviation authority where I come from in Transport Canada, financial woes, labor strife, things along those lines were issues that could be flags, but then we'd look for other things essentially on top of that. They're not... In and of themselves, they're not a trigger for something, but they can be indicators.